Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Welcome to the 58th episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. Today, I'm going to focus on something that's been inspired by one of my clients who actually inspired my episode 55. This is your reminder to keep going. And now she is inspiring my episode 58, so you will know who you are if you are listening. If you are a coach looking to rapidly expand your audience and client base, then this episode is for you. Today, I'm talking about exponential growth activities. This is something I raise in my program and my group calls a lot, because sometimes we can spend so long creating one social media post when there are sometimes really big opportunities for growth and we just need to stop and look for them. So this is your opportunity to consider exponential growth activities today. As coaches with limited time, and I think all of us can say that, and we all think we are alone in the fact we have limited time, but we all are juggling so many different things, and we all want to grow our business in a sustainable, easy way. But things like social media can only get you so far unless you are the lucky one who goes viral every day of the week and really, really hits the nail on the head. But that is the exception rather than the rule, sadly. Yes, always aim to make your stuff amazing. But there are things you can do in the meantime rather than just rely on social media, which initially is really, really slow to build that audience. Like, for example, looking at my LinkedIn followers. For some reason, between 8,000 and 9,000 followers, which I know may sound a lot depending on how far you are in the journey, it just felt like forever watching those numbers grow. Whereas when we think about exponential growth, it can still start slow, but it rapidly compounds and you get that real good upwards trajectory. So I have had this, for example, when I did a talk to about 600 or 700 coaches, I got a huge load of followers immediately after that talk because I asked those people to connect with me on LinkedIn. So that is an example of an exponential growth strategy. So now you may be asking, how can you find exponential growth channels? Let's think about four powerful strategies today. Our first exponential growth activity is guest appearances. How can you get on other people's podcasts, videos, blogs, live streams, all of the things? Really think about who has your ideal audience and they might offer a slightly different service to you. So for example, someone I'm thinking of inviting on my podcast is someone called Lucy Legal. I haven't contacted her yet, but she helps coaches with the legalities for their business. So she has the same ideal client as me, but she has a complementary skill set. I would be offering her the exponential growth activity because if she came on my podcast, then she may get a quick burst of new followers into her audience. The benefit of speaking at someone else's event is that you gain shared trust. So the people who already trust them will automatically trust you because you have borrowed that person's trust. And if they are recommending you, then their followers are more than likely to trust you as well. The entire thing we work on for people to buy from you is know, like, and trust. So if we can borrow that from someone who already has know, like, and trust, it's a far quicker process than showing up online month after month trying to build your own know, like, and trust. Depending on how far established you are on your journey, you might be thinking, Well, that's all right to say so, but no one's going to want me on their podcast or doing a guest blog for them or doing a guest expert in their Facebook group. Let me share with you, that isn't always the case. Sometimes they are really keen on gaining guest experts in their audience. If they have a group of clients, like I have a group, for example, then if it's a priority for that group, then it actually adds value to their offer. So if you pitch it right and really show the value that you are going to offer to their exact audience rather than sending a generic pitch, then you will be likely to be accepted. After saying that, don't just send one thing and then sit there and wait. There will still be a numbers game involved because lots of people may be pitching to speak to their group or speak on their podcast, whatever it may be. So just brave it and know that it is a numbers game. As long as you put effort in and make your pitch outstanding by actually making an effort over and above what the average person would do, you are far more likely to get accepted. A coach in my group got an article in the Telegraph newspaper 2 weeks ago, and how she did it was make it so easy for the journalist to just copy and paste exactly what she'd shared. Whereas lots of people would say, yes, I don't mind helping, but they don't lay out the exact article with the contact details, making it as easy as possible for that journalist to just get on and feature it. So really do go above and beyond in everything that you do and you will be rewarded for it. Number two in our exponential growth activities is speaking. One of my clients, Tracy, has got featured by huge names in her industry and then gained group coaching and all sorts of work following on from that talk. So do some research to find events that your target clients attend and pitch yourself as a speaker. In my early days of coaching, when I was doing career coaching, I spoke at a huge conference at the O2 in London on imposter syndrome. And that was a really big moment for my business. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was absolutely petrified. I had done no public speaking before in my life, but I always say yes to opportunities. So what I did was say yes, plan my talk. Then I booked with an amazing speaking coach just for literally one session because I'd left it far too late to book any more sessions, and it really, really helped, and it was a great experience that genuinely catapulted my career. Moving on to leveraging existing audiences. So this is the one that my client I talked about at the beginning did recently, and she went from zero discovery calls and zero clients. And you'll notice I spoke about her just 3 weeks ago on my podcast when I said she contacted me and said, I've been doing this every day now for 2 or 3 months, nothing's happening. And then she gained an inquiry requesting her to do a workshop. So that was one opportunity that came up after many months of feeling like nothing was working. And then very excitingly, we talked about exponential growth activities on a call recently. And she saw an opportunity with an influencer in her space who had her ideal client. She contacted that person. They featured her in their Instagram stories and she gained something like 700 Instagram followers in 24 hours. And on top of that, she also gained 48 discovery calls. So from zero discovery calls to 48 discovery calls in 48 hours is quite outstanding. She has already converted her first discovery call into a high-paying client. So she's amazing for seizing that opportunity and really being able to talk and now learn from so many of her ideal clients. Now she has really found her niche and her target audience. She is speaking directly to them and she's learning loads from her discovery calls as well. So it's been an amazing experience for her that I'm sure will completely change her business going forward. Since then, she has also been asked to do a podcast series for someone. So again, imagine what can happen in just a week or two due to these exponential growth activities. So it is really worth thinking about who has a huge audience and what value can you offer. Our fourth exponential growth activity is online and social media advertising. If you have more money than time, you can invest in ads like Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, and others. On this one, it is worth saying that there is a lot to learn, especially with Facebook and Instagram ads. It's not a case of just boosting a post. You normally need to have a funnel in place, which is, in other words, a free gift of some sort, like a PDF resource perhaps. Then you would want to have a lot of really good nurture emails leading to your discovery call. It does take a lot of prep to get your back end good enough for those paid ads to convert. So that is something I would say on that. It's not a quick fix, but you can do it and you can be committed to learning exactly how to do that should you wish to. Another warning, it is also a way of burning a lot of money, because I have done this myself, that you do need a lot more money invested into ads. So for example, when I run ads, the minimum I would spend is £10 per day. That's 7 days a week times £10. So £70 per week on ads, which would be on all of the time. And most people spend a lot more than that. That is pretty much the minimum you can spend on ads to have an effective ads campaign. I haven't tried Google or YouTube ads, so again, it's worth a shot, but just a warning that there will be a learning curve that you will need to go on to be able to do that effectively and really maximize your investment. In summary, the four we covered were guest appearances, speaking, leveraging existing audiences, and online and social media advertising. The key is to balance this with your own building. I often run another session in my program where we, as a group, brainstorm lead generating activities under the headings built, borrowed, and bought. So today we are kind of covering the bought and borrowed angles, or some of them, but there are a lot more. I think we probably came up with something like 70 different ways when we did this brainstorming activity as a group. So keep your mind open. Know that there are loads of ways of doing this, and the right way will be the right way for you. If you would like help to implement this, because I think it's very easy to know what we need to do and it's a lot harder to actually do it. So if you want the accountability, the support, the exact know-how and steps, then that is what I do. So do drop me a message on LinkedIn as Joanna Lott. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's. Or on Instagram as Joanna Lott Coaching. And let's chat back and forth and see if I can help you. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalottcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with two T's, joannalottcoaching.com. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.